Yo, party people, Merry Christmas, ho ho ho, and all that good stuff. So, as I said on the Instagram, me and Theme taking a little break till the new year. We got loads of good guests and locations and everything sorted for 2026, but we're gonna take a little break, okay? First time in like 3 years, man. So, big up, yeah? allow us, yeah? But I didn't want to upload nothing, so here's the extra Patreon bit from the Slam episode. People seem to love the Slam episode. He's such a good geezer, legend in the game. Salute. And the extra 40 minutes we did with him in Patreon, it was really dope. So here it is. Enjoy.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
This time, put it in yellow.
Oh, here we go again.
Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say.
First P is passed. I am known as Pasta Noose. Plug one to the whole race. Rhyme on a tour. Smart and mature. Dispatch obscure themes with a mad face. Tall dog and lean. Was once 19. Now I'm 1 year older with reasons. Clean thoughts and draws. Rhyme flow never stalls. And yes, 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 y'all's an endless season. The soul reach high planes. Could ever reach Soul Train. But Dawn don't like rap, so that won't happen. Fame we don't lust. God we do trust. Arsenio distance, but the crowd kept clapping. Blessed with soul's light, so turn off your bright. Overexposure will bring about a clear soul. Don't push but pile the this here new style. And excuse me, y'all, while I fill my potholes.
Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to
oh,
say.
Yeah.
Pass the peas like it used to say.
Passed off second, true I reckon. Head full of dreads but knowledge inside. Singing on record, making it hectic. Wishing it all would fall and die. Radio works it, public consumes it. Tommy boy wants another say no, huh. Rough and rugged, it's not a new twist. Been true boy since the first get go. Here's the daisy, watching it die, see. Native is the new, like balance is the shoe. Paul makes a meal like Dill makes pickles. Pluses to add, like added to the crew is. Pimp promoters, RM's workers. MPs watchers, close in focus. Watch me step in, now I'm dancing. Then disappear with a hocus pocus.
Peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say. Pass the peas like it used to say.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the slam pieces and bits. Because I was going through all what I love about you, brother, is that you've got the classic dub style. You know, we need to get up and do a nice dub, but it's got to be nice and crisp and still have like the good
stuff. It's got to be readable.
Readable, but also flexing letters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just not toy in any aspect. And then you've got like the pieces as well, trackside pieces, but then you've got like your piecing style.
Well,
now, which is like a,
is like
still keep the same letters, but it's bang, both are banging, is what I'm saying. You've got the nice crisp dub letters, and the kind of semi-wild style piecing letters as well.
Yeah, like the piecing is what I'm into now. Like, I haven't really got the motivation to go out, be out every night. sitting in a bush at 2 a.m. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I enjoy
that kind of crisp dub one though. You got to keep doing those every now and again.
In Bristol, but that's like. See, Act did his piece there. All I had left was a silver, so that's why I did a dub. Otherwise, I'd done a piece.
Otherwise, you'd done a piece. But look at the letters, bruv. They're nice.
But with a dub, I can just, like, that sort of thing, I can do it on the spot with no sketch, and I can just do it, and it's sort of...
04?
Yeah, that's just the track side, you know what I mean? When you're going past on a train, if you're going slow or fast, if you're going fast, you can still see it says slam.
Yeah, you know rooftops. What I mean? Come on, baby, come on!
Yeah, and it's just a simple, readable style because you want people.
But it's clean. You know what I'm saying? It's clean. People do dubs all the time. They're not always that clean. You went through this kind of style a little while in the 2000s.
Yeah, that was 2000, 2001.
You went slightly skinnier, more stretched, elongated letter.
Yeah.
Do you remember that style you did for a while?
Yeah. That was the quick ones, isn't it?
Yeah, like you
said, trackside.
Because you can do them. Like, you don't want to be spending a long time doing a chrome. I'm doing 10, 15 minutes or something. Do you know what I mean?
But you can see that you
see,
weren't.
There's another one.
There's some writers, they do the same outline over and over and over and over again for obvious reasons because they're doing a lot of graph. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there are some, like I would say you could tell that you do similar outlines over and over, but you'd add a little flair there. You could see a different lean on a letter here.
Yeah, it's just how I'm feeling at that moment.
It's the creative part as well.
Yeah, and all the dubs are freestyles. They're all off the top of my head. Yeah. But pieces, I like to have a sketch.
The Get the Badge in sketch is a fucking brilliant one, mate.
No, that's a wall piece.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you did a sketch for it? Because it's a piece.
Yeah, I did have a sketch.
You didn't do a sketch because it was a dub,
and I just thought, I'm going to do the Stone Island colours because I've always been into Stone Island, so...
Episode 1.
I don't think anyone else had done it, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Get the badge in, bruv, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, bruv. But still, you see the letters are changing, but they're still, for me, they're London. And then you see the E and the sort of curly-whirly style. Come on, bruv. It's proper bit of graph, bruv, there. Do you know what I mean?
Congratulations. You have
just met the TBS.
I nicked that off the ICF thing, the West Ham mob. They did calling cards, didn't they? In the 80s, saying...
Oh, after they beat someone.
Yeah. They leave a calling card on them saying, congratulations, you just met the ICF.
Yeah. Brilliant. But there were some photos you sent in, which is quite interesting, really, because that must mean that they're good, basically.
Have you got a light?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it, I found mine.
But when you started, the first pics that you sent in, you said something like,
they're the ones I'm happy with.
I'm really, happy with these.
Yeah. And there was...
Is a nice thing for a writer to say about his own. I mean, I rarely say it. When I say it, I'm like, yo. You know what I mean?
I like it, other people will like it. And my Instagram's got about 1,000 photos on it, 1,000 posts. And I could only pick 12 that I liked. Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of the time I'm like, that bit didn't work, that bit didn't work. I can always find fault in my pieces. But those 12 that I sent you...
Let's talk about this one, man. This one, I fucking love the S and the M. And the A's got like the eyes on it, but the schemes and the fade and the similar colours with the background and the lightning coming off, bruv, and the arrows coming off and the highlights in the right place.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites, man.
Like, forget about it.
Everything worked, you know?
Yeah.
Everything worked.
I love that feeling when you walk away from a wall and you actually like what you fucking painted, man.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
But you see those eyes in there, and then you did that we mentioned it before, the bulldog character and stuff.
Yeah.
That was, it was from the football thing or the British bulldog?
No. It was when we was in, when we started RD. I think it was, I did a sketch in 99 and it had slam, right? And it was heaven and hell. So the top sketch was all like nice. It had trees and some grass and a hill and a fence and a house. And it was all lovely. And then the bottom one was just like hell. Yeah. It was like all dripping water and like, you know, like fucking rock and...
Let me just double check your mic is good. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, it's good.
I just always had that. You know them Egyptian dogs? Like the half human, and it's got a dog face.
The hieroglyphics stuff.
I started doing them, right? And then that just morphed into doing a dog because we was writing rude dogs for RD.
Rude
so I started
dogs.
Doing dog characters and it just went from there. And now, like, the dog is sort of my thing. It's just like, I can't really do, I could do a character if I really make the effort. Mm. But I don't like doing them because it seems like, you know, too much hard work.
They're tricky, man.
But I could do a dog all day long.
Yeah.
So if you want a dog drawn, I'm your man.
It was almost like your throw up. It wasn't a throw up, but like you would just do a dog sometimes.
Yeah, I can
and that's
do
it.
That. Like, yeah. I don't have to have a sketch for that. I can just do that from memory.
With the collar in it, with the spikes.
Yeah, it started
on
with the collar, but then I've just now it's just the face. Like,
yeah.
And it just adds to a piece. Do you know what I mean? It's like if you've got a character on a piece, it makes it like sort of a bit more interesting.
Yeah,
to
it
look
pops
at.
It off. Pops it off more.
You get more, you score more points because you've got a character.
Who do you like nowadays who's out and about? Who's battering it? Either because they battered it so much or because you like their style or someone who's like a bit active at the moment.
I love teacher stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like a natural. Yeah,
talk about creativity as well, man.
Yeah, man, he's got it, you know? So big up Teach. Then there's a DDS lot. Like Fume, Bass, Flash. I love Flash's dubs.
Flash is
and
cool.
I love the way Flash is up everywhere, you know, like.
So big, fat, like in your face.
It's just like.
Classic.
It does what it's meant to do. It's just like you go past the train, Flash, Flash.
You rarely see it like a weird Flash. It's consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a nice. This year, there was a trackside Flash Teach at Fulham Station, Fulham Broadway Station. They did it on the box just on the outside. Oh, it only lasted a couple of weeks.
Then I rate Bass because Bass has got a killer style. He's got his own style and he's killing it. You know what I mean? Like, big up Bass.
No doubt.
Big respect for what you're doing.
You ever painted with him?
10 Foot and Tox. You what?
You ever painted with Bass?
No, I never met him.
Oh, right, okay.
No. 10 Foot and Tox, of course, like.
Hats off.
Full props. You know.
Did you go to the show?
No, I didn't. Okay. I saw it all on Instagram. So
yeah.
I didn't feel I needed to, do you know what I mean? Then there's Band from South. Band, I like his stuff. He's got like his letters are killer.
Hey, fucking Band.
What about out of all those?
Here. I remember.
Here's
been around forever. Big up Here.
And he's still on.
Them DDS
do you still
lot.
See Ouch in that?
Huh?
Do you still see Ouch?
I haven't seen Ouch for a while. I'll big up Ouch because he's still out there doing his thing. Top bloke. And, you know, like. Yeah, the people who are out there doing it. Obviously, Zombie, he's a natural chick.
I was going to say as well, like going back a little bit further, you mentioned visual graphics. Like out of them lot, Croc, I always rated Croc, man. He's been
back then, I really rated Scores stuff. Like I still like Scores stuff, but that was like, me and Ack were like, wow, man, fucking, that's a piece and a half, that is. So it was Score was sort of like the standout back then from that era for us for piecing.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
DFM, the whole crew.
Yeah, yeah,
Fire,
like Fire, Neymar, all them lot, like they had it going on. I think there was a bloke who wrote Euro.
Yeah.
He was DFM. So
Score's still killing it though, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but he doesn't post much.
No.
He goes off, he goes foreign countries painting mad trains.
He does bits, yeah, definitely. So big up. He was a bit of an influence back then, like sort of 93 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really into the piecing back then. I didn't really get into piecing. I did a few pieces here and there, but it was more about if you're going to do a piece, you wanted to do it on the track side, you know, so people would see it rather than going to a Hall of Fame. That was just the thing, that was the mentality. You didn't really, you do your sort of, your showcase, you do a nice piece, but you wouldn't just be a, you wanted to get up and do your bit, like do your thing.
I know a lot of people.
And have a laugh and that.
Yeah.
And like as it's nice in a Hall of Fame because you can spend your time in that, but you don't get the same buzz. Oh, this is back then. Like now I love painting a wall. You know what I mean? I get in my zone, and it's like nothing else matters around me. It's like sort of therapy. Do you know what I mean?
Because
100%.
Like I'm ADHD, so to get me standing in one place, focusing on one thing for like an hour and a half is quite an achievement. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Feet.
Yeah, I like that one. That was a couple of weeks ago down.
That recent, yeah?
Yeah, down Hackney Wick with ACT.
Oh, like, sick.
Because
really nice.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one online. Yeah, real
really
nice colours.
Nice.
Yeah, it just worked.
Do you know what I like about this one? Is
bounce on the left.
Exactly. But also, when you do the bounce on the arrows like that and you're doing them thin coming out and then when they bend, they go fat.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, dangerous with to get it. If you get it like a little bit, the equality, what's the word? The balance out, the thinness and then the fatness, it completely fucks that arrow up.
Yeah,
in my opinion, the arrow is like the easiest to fuck up from doing that.
Yeah.
These ones are like perfect. I was wondering if that's why you said, because you know you were saying like this one, these are the pieces I like.
Yeah.
What was it about this piece that you liked the most?
Which one?
This one. I think it is the...
Well, it was just like...
The proportions is what I'm trying to say.
It just the works. Thinness. Like, and it was a nice day. It's not just... It doesn't just have to be the piece. It has to be the vibe as well. You know what I mean? And like,
for me, it has to be the letters, though. If it's like some crazy piece, if the letters are like still a bit shit.
First and foremost,
once I've worked out how they fucking go, because it's fucking that mental, and they go, okay, so that's his S. Okay, nah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's taken out by this pure madness of other stuff as well.
Are you? I know you said you like taking a sketch to the wall, but are you like do one outline, then go rub it out,
nah,
do
never.
Another? Nah, you're just quite.
Nah, like, I could show you pictures. And like, the outline will look pretty much like. Once it's on the wall, I don't fuck with it. Like, unless I've really majorly fucked it up. But
yeah,
that doesn't... Usually I'll sketch up from my sketch and then that's the sketch done. I don't refer to it again. Once I've got it on the wall, it's on the wall. And bits might be different to how they are on the sketch. Like, it might... It's not always...
You might extend a bit here or...
Yeah, but like, that's not intentional. It's just...
But you really, just how you feel. I never do. You see, like that.
But I was just going to add. I was just going to add, like, because I rarely take a sketch. I should take it more, because when I have taken a sketch, I'm much more confident and I know what I'm doing.
The thing is,
when I'm freestyling, I'll literally do an outline, go fuck, and then just rub
it out. But the thing is, with freestyling every piece, your stuff ends up all looking the same.
Yeah.
It gets a bit stale. Well, that's my view on it, because I think like.
If you freestyle every piece, so if you go in there with no plan whatsoever...
Yeah, you get comfortable doing a certain outline.
Yeah, but yeah.
You know, and so you just keep doing
it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you sort of...
But that's only if you're a dick. If you keep on painting like that, then you're a dick.
Yeah.
No, but people like... You know, like, I'm sure Teach can just freestyle and it'll still look wicked and it's got all these connectors and that and it still looks wicked. Like, and then Zombie, he's just a natural, you know, like... His stuff is readable, it's legible... But it's just killer style. Do you
definitely
know what I mean?
Got no sketch. Like,
yeah, you don't need a sketch for that, and it just looks good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So some people,
but he doesn't have a sketch for anything.
Yeah, but some people have just got it naturally. Got it. But I feel like,
but you see the M on the end of that, yeah.
Yeah.
The bounce and the curvature. Have you done that on the sketch, or have you just done like a rough? Okay, it's kind of gonna go like this.
No, it's the sketch will look like that.
Will look like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the join is from the A to the M, and
all
the little doodah after in the middle of the M, the little block.
I might change little bits on the wall, but
this piece is sick as well, bruv. I like it, man.
Thank you.
I like the way you've sprayed the orange back into the red as like a little fade on the inside of the red as well.
Because I think if you ain't got a sketch. Like, it's like building a house. Do you know what I mean?
Where's your foundations, you fucking nonce? Do you know what I mean? You ain't even dug them out, bruv. Get back on the wheelbarrow.
Like, if you've got plans, then you're going to be able to build a good house, right? A nice house, and it's all going to go how it should. Mm-hmm. But if you just turn up with some fucking bricks and that, go, right, we're going to build a house. You're just going to end up with a fucking, like a mud hut.
But I'm not sure if the house analogy... I get your meaning, and but it's preparation. Boy
yeah,
Scout,
you need some sort prepare, of prep, some sort of idea of how it's going to turn out.
I tell you what,
schemes though.
Schemes are made up.
Schemes you make up. That's the fun part.
Yeah.
Sometimes the schemes are like much.
Yeah, but the schemes are fun. Schemes, but under the VFL lot, when I used to paint with them, they never took a sketch, ever, and you could kind of tell.
Is this piece in a? Not illegal, or is this
street,
doing like a
track side, everything.
If you're doing if I'm doing a track side, whether it be piece or dub or what, I won't take a sketch.
No, of course, but they would never use a sketch. They would sketch a lot at home or sitting
we'd sit around.
They had million sketches in their heads.
Yeah.
But if I remember pulling out, because I was starting up, I came up like kind of a little bit under their wing, and I'd bring a sketch.
Yeah.
And they'd laugh at me, man. Go, why are you bringing the sketch? You should memorize it. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. And they'd like, Asia would get all philosophical and he'd be like, what if you lost the sketch? Now what are you going
to
do?
Love Asia's stuff. Oh, like Asia, the snake that he did?
Yeah.
That was wicked. Thing. I remember that from like 92 down Westbourne Park and that. We used to see that.
Yeah. We loved that shit.
Talked about that quite a few times.
But like you could see with a lot of their pieces, some of them were bad, and some of them you just look at them and go, rah, what was he smoking that day? Because they were freestyling them all and they literally experiment, and like they didn't really give a fuck. You know, they did give a fuck. They cared a lot, but it was all about the freedom and the freestyle aspect of it was big for them lot. They were like, whatever you're feeling in that fucking moment, you know what I mean? I might be feeling different from when I did the sketch 2 days ago, a week ago, a month ago. But now I'm kind of found a middle ground. Now I've done so many freestyle things, I feel confident enough I could freestyle something.
Well, it's different strokes for different folks, isn't it?
But I'll take a sketch every now and again. I'll do a Bad Boy sketch and go, I want to fucking pull this off on a wall, and I'll go and take my time and really
But
try
the thing
and do
is
it.
With me, with sketching, like, I'll have a little idea of how an S will connect to the L or whatever will connect to whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll just have some little ping. I think, well, I've got to get that on paper. And I'll put an S down. And if I like the S, I'll carry on with it. If I don't like the S, I'll just rub it out.
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes I'll just do a sketch and it'll just go, just
flow
straight
out,
on. Yeah. And it's like, well, I like that. I'll paint that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then a lot of sketches are like, nah, I don't like that. I ain't going to do that. And it just goes in the bin.
Yeah. No, fair enough, man. All right. You know what? We've done loads. We're going to do one more bit of graph critique for the patron.
Yeah.
And then we'll call it a night there, man.
Can I give some big ups at the end?
Of course. But first up, we got this kind of like a piece.
Anal, mate.
It says A-Y-N-E. Ain. Yeah, lowercase a. Yellow. Aina. Yellow with
anal.
With an orange strip down the middle and some heartbeat. He's got his heartbeats and the schemes. I mean, like, I can see what he's trying to do. Yellow is always a bad idea, especially if you haven't mulched the wall first. This looks like a legal wall. The yellow just comes out like piss a lot of the time, so you can see behind his piece. Again, there's some confidence in the line. The highlights are pretty neat. I got to give you credit on that. The letters are simple, so, you know, kudos for keeping it simple. Again, like, you know, it's just confidence and keep at it and you're on the right path. I mean, I got nothing else really to add, man.
Yeah, done though. Let me tell you how it is though. Two twos, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see them things there, yeah, I feel right. Hey, that's that crew that was on that train, New South Wales.
Oh, there we go, yeah, NSW.
How come you not know about that crew? Because, like I said before, really, I've never really cared.
About what?
I've looked outside London Graph and like taking it in and stuff.
So I weren't listening to nothing you were saying.
I really cared.
I was in my own little world.
Yeah, but it's New South Wales, mate.
There's some crew called NSW. Yeah. It doesn't stand for New South Wales.
Yeah, of course it does.
it does in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Try telling a New Zealander different.
I'm just looking at it. Oh, go on in. Go on in.
It's a pretty simple thing.
Little piece with a little heartbeat in it, bruv.
That's all right. Someone's having a go, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, if you live in New South Wales, it's probably quite decent. You know what I mean?
That's all right. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Does what it needs to do.
Yeah, yeah.
People are going to be well upset that I say this. But it's just me. I'm just one guy living in fucking London the whole of my life. I just don't really care about like other stuff like that. I cared about New York, and then I care about London.
I care about Paris.
Paris and Amsterdam. Yeah. But only reason I care about Amsterdam is because I saw them band painting with the London heads, and then swapping and going across with each other. And the same as Paris. Like Paris
has always been like... Yeah, because it's close. It's like the closest bit in Europe.
And Paris was bombed to fuck in the 90s. Like wicked hand stars,
man.
And shit.
It's the vibe out there. It's like the energy, man. It's just mental.
But that's it. You know what I mean? Like pick up Roan. You know what I mean? Roan, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
People like that. You know what I mean? That's why I like Dutch Graff.
I saw his everyone piece down... East London, down near West Ham Stadium, there was a few of them, and there was a Roan there. I saw it in the flesh, and I was like, "Raw, that is fucking killer!" Like the feel in that was just next level.
I went to his house in.
Oh, did you?
Rotterdam.
Yeah.
Where at the time he was living there, and he's like, "Guys, come and see my room!" And he opens one of these rooms, and it's just paint.
Oh, is it?
Top to bottom. Not all of them were full. He's like said, "Take what you want. You're street bombing." We were going to go and... But Chip was so fuming, we couldn't even say, "We need to get Zoot! Coffee shop closes soon!" He's like, "Fucking hell, Chick, chill out." But the whole... And bruv, actually no lie, all of it, head to toe, was paint shelves. All in like those colours, like reds, greens. And I was yo, this is probably one of those yards. That's sick, you know what I mean? Banging, big up Roan, man.
I always love Paris because the French people in general are very anti-establishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Very rarely you'll get a hero factor. Like no one calls the police on anyone, especially not for tagging or something.
Yeah, yeah,
very
yeah.
rarely, yeah. You know what I mean? And the city is beautiful.
And the thing
it's
is, with
buzzing.
Yeah, with the crews out there, they they are like a crew. It's like a family, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, London, a lot of people just put up crews for clout. Like, you
no
know,
doubt.
I've got them three letters after my name, blah, blah, I'm the bollocks. But, you know, you don't chill with them people. But over in France, like,
yeah,
when I've been...
Them crews are much more... Like,
when I went over there, yeah. I got the red carpet, do you know what I mean? It was like... 20 of them come out just because I was going over. It's like, oh, we've got the English fella coming over, blah, blah, blah.
We've got the whole crew out to me.
Yeah, they do, though. Yeah. Like, they treat you like family, you know?
Yeah.
In France, yeah.
Yeah, in Paris. Yeah. And it's like a different vibe. Like
They've embraced hip-hop culture.
Oh, they love it, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like a language, so it doesn't matter if you're English.
Yeah.
Big time. With the hip-hop, breakdancing, everything, the movies, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like hip-hop,
that whole B-boy thing is big over there,
they love
you know?
It.
Like my mate over there, Kason CP5, he's like still got the troop leather jackets, you know what I mean? And like, he's just,
yeah, I
he's
know
like a B-boy, but he's not a B-boy because he can carry it off. Like, mm-hmm. he's not sort of walking around like, yeah. He's just a geezer.
It's just natural, they're natural beings. Yeah,
they just got natural like style, do you know what I mean? Like,
almost had him on twice.
Twice, and last minute he cancelled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's up for it, so.
Really? I'm going to get Bando, like, big influence.
Doing his prop. He was talking. I'm really sorry about the guests talking.
They should be seen, not heard.
Yeah, okay. But your mum still buys her weed from China, bruv. Little moustache.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?